I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. By one estimate, $11 billion will be spent on this year's election. Can you imagine? Let's take an interesting sliver of that, the $87 million coming into the races from oil and gas companies, most to Republicans. But with polls showing strength for Joe Biden and some Democrats vying for Senate, fossil fuel companies appear to be hedging some bets now. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us. Democrats are getting more of this oil money, Nova?
They are. The numbers still vastly favor Republicans, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. That's a nonpartisan research group. 85% of oil and gas donations have gone to President Trump's campaign or to the Republican candidates and conservative causes. But Biden's campaign has also benefited. It's taken in about $900,000 from people and PACs associated with the oil and gas industry. And two of the biggest oil giants, ExxonMobil and Chevron, they've bumped up their donations to Democrats compared to the 2016 election. Chevron has spent almost $5 million in this election cycle, and 28% of that went to Democrats. Exxon has donated a little over $1.5 million, 41% to Democrats.
Now, these are some of the biggest oil companies, right? Can we also assume they're also the biggest donors in this industry?
Well, the biggest donors favor Republicans. Chevron is one of them. But among the biggest of the big, that's Energy Transfer Equity, owned by Kelsey Warren. He controls the Dakota Access Pipeline. Remember that? The subject of a coordinated protest by Native American tribes, thousands camped out in North Dakota. Well, Warren's company is the biggest contributor, $14 million. He's also a Trump supporter. He's reportedly given $10 million to just one pro-Trump super PAC. And then there's Koch Industries. Of course, we all know that name, giving $10 million. And of course, Charles Koch being a well-known conservative donor.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.